ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. On day 19 of the government shutdown, congressional leaders continue to dig in and frame the other side's position in context of major events from this weekend. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said that of Republicans,
they care more about George Santos and freeing him than they do about providing health care to everyday Americans.
He was on ABC's This Week. So was Speaker Mike Johnson, who said he believes in compassion when asked about Santos instead of yesterday's nationwide protests.
If President Trump was a king, the government would be open right now.
He said that was irony and that he will not bring back the House until Democrats reopen the government. The Gaza peace agreement under some strain as each side has accused the other of violating the ceasefire. Israel struck targets in southern Gaza, saying Hamas attacked Israeli troops. At least three people were hurt in a shooting at an Oklahoma State University residence hall early this morning. University police say one of the victims is a student. This is ABC News. Officials in Alaska toured the damage and the devastation from catastrophic flooding in the rural western part of the state. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has details.
Touring hard-hit areas, Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy mentioning a previous typhoon.
We got about a few weeks before freeze-up, and we had the same situation with Murbach, so we're going to move quickly. Again, all the people wanted was help. The people that are out there, they're very concerned about making sure their communities stay intact. They're worried about what the future is going to look like, and that's a discussion we're all going to have.
About 1,000 people. People airlifted out of devastated towns.
At least one person was killed, two are still unaccounted for. George Santos is back on social media after the former Republican congressman had his sentence commuted by President Trump.
Santos writing, "I hold no anger toward anyone, not even my critics. I move forward with humility, with gratitude, and with peace in my heart." The commutation came days after Santos wrote an open letter to Trump.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is mostly sunny and 55 degrees at 12:03. Mostly sunny today, breezy with a high of 59, winds northwest 10 to 20, gusting to 30. Mostly clear with widespread frost tonight, a low 35, and a frosty morning tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of rain showers in the afternoon. It'll be breezy with a high of 68. Once again, currently in Richland Center, mostly sunny. The winds are out of the east-southeast at 13 miles per hour. We have received gusts up to 24 miles per hour. And again, our current temperature is 55 degrees.
Furnace or AC on the fritz, leaky faucet or toilet, no matter the season or the reason, Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has you covered. We provide 24/7 service to keep your home running smoothly, fixing leaks, restoring heat, or keeping you cool when it counts. Fast service, a team you can trust, we are your home comfort experts all year long. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private, spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Make Schmidt Woodland Hills your new home, where independence and support go hand in hand.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
Today is Sunday, October 19th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. First of all, we have this cancellation to pass along. The road rally that was sponsored by the Richland County 4-H that was supposed to be held today, that has been postponed. That will be held next Sunday instead. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to create an alert system for missing individuals involved in domestic violence situations. The proposed bill would establish the Purple Alert System to ensure a fast, coordinated response to locate the missing individual. The program would be modeled after other systems like Amber and Silver Alerts, notifying law enforcement agencies from across the state. An alert would not be sent out if the individual disappeared intentionally to escape a domestic violence situation. A proposed bill seeking to make it illegal for drivers to use devices meant to evade license plate detection systems has passed with bipartisan support in the Wisconsin State Legislature. The legislation would implement a $1,000 fine, 90 days in jail, or both for residents who buy, sell, or install devices that are designed to conceal their registration plates. Lawmakers say the devices make it more difficult for law enforcement authorities to identify suspect vehicles during an investigation. The bill will now head to Governor Tony Evers for consideration. Governor Tony Evers is pushing lawmakers to release $15 million to start updating Wisconsin's aging prisons. The money would begin design work at six correctional sites, part of his larger plan to close Green Bay Correctional and the Lincoln Hills Youth Facilities. Evers told reporters that upgrades would improve safety, reduce costs, and bring the system up to date. He's calling for bipartisan support from the State Building Commission so construction can stay on track. The plan includes converting older sites into more efficient facilities, including a vocational village at Waupun to help inmates build work skills before release. As the climate shifts, so does the science behind growing cranberries. Staff at the Wisconsin Cranberry Research Station are working to ensure the future of the state's signature fruit by studying how cranberries can tolerate extreme temperatures and find ways to extend the harvest season to reduce labor and equipment demands. Melissa Kay reports.
The inability to change in a changing environment is the textbook definition of extinction.
That's Grant Hawley, the executive director of the nonprofit Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. He said Wisconsin growers know what to do when change happens slowly.
When you're looking at fast changes, you need to know the whys. And that's where our researchers come into play.
They're able to look at changes happening at a molecular level and see how the cranberries are being affected and also the symbiotic relationship that plants have with other organisms in the ground.
They're seeing how that bacteria inside of the soil is helping with nitrogen uptake. They're making sure that the fungus in the ground is helping us with water uptake.
Gabby Myers is the Research and Education Manager for the Wisconsin Cranberry Research and Education Foundation. She coordinates efforts from researchers across the state.
They're trying to create better cranberries, so maybe they're sweeter, firmer. So all different sorts of traits that they're trying to breed for, we provide a space for them to have those plots established.
Hybrid cranberry varieties are helping farmers diversify their marshes, producing more fruit on less land, and spreading out the harvest season.
They're trying to be able to make it to where harvest doesn't all happen in the same 2 weeks, because that's where you need extra equipment, you need extra people. It's just a terrible time if you have to do that.
Harvest season now starts as early as September and can run through October or later, depending on the year.
Now a singular family can actually start handling a medium to small size farm.
I'm Melissa Cave.
Today is the final presentation of Community Players' production of Pride and Prejudice. The curtain will rise this afternoon at 2 in the Richland Center City Auditorium. Admission is $15 for adults and $10 for children under 18. Tickets are only available at the door. Data breaches happen when bad actors exploit the weaknesses in an organization's digital security measures. If your personal or financial information has been part of a data breach, you will likely be notified by the business or organizations impacted. If you've been notified that your credit or debit card has been compromised by a data breach, the Better Business Bureau has suggestions for next steps to take. Stay calm. Consumers are not liable for fraudulent charges on stolen account numbers. Check with websites of the company or organization that was breached for the latest information. Be sure to type the company name directly into your browser. Do not click on links from unknown emails or social media messages. If your credit card has been compromised, you may hear from your bank or credit card issuer first. If not, call the customer service number on your card. You can notify the card issuer of the situation and ask what your options are for getting a new card issued and adding safeguards in place, like purchase notifications or minimum spending limits. Consider putting a credit freeze on fraud alert on your credit reports with the three major reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. A credit freeze will prevent anyone from accessing your credit report or scores. This also means you cannot apply for new credit without lifting the freeze. On the other hand, a fraud alert flag on your account, but does not automatically halt new credit being opened in your name. Choose which option you are most comfortable with. Get a free annual credit report from annualcreditreport.com, and that's the only website authorized by the Federal Trade Commission to provide you with free annual credit report. Be wary of ads, emails, and social media messages for other services. Whether or not you are a victim of a data breach, it is best practice to check your credit reports annually. Beware of scammers. You may purport to be from the retailer, your bank, or your credit card issuer, telling you that your card was compromised and suggesting actions to fix the problem. Phishing emails may attempt to fool you into providing your credit card information or ask you to click on a link or open an attachment which can download malware onto your computer. If your credit card or cards have been breached, monitor your credit card statements carefully. If you see a fraudulent charge, report it to your bank or credit card issuer immediately so the charge can be reversed and a new card issued. Keep receipts in case you need to prove which charges you authorized and which ones you did not. If you haven't already set up purchasing notifications for your credit cards so you are alerted anytime a purchase is made, ask your credit card issuer if you can set up maximum spending limits on your card. If your debit card has been breached, do all the things suggested for credit cards, but pay very careful attention to your account. Debit cards do not have the same protections as credit cards, and debit transactions withdraw funds directly from your bank account. Contact your bank for more information, or if you want to preemptively request a new debit card or put a security block on your account. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin BBB at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. WRCO News Time is 12:14. When WRCO News returns, we will have this week's Richland County History Moment.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Currently, it's mostly sunny and 56 degrees at 1216. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
George J. Carswell, dairy in Richland County, and a renowned cheesemaker. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to U.S. GenWeb Info, Richland Books on Chapter 21, recognize that this article was written in the latter 1800s. It reads as follows. George J. Carswell has been a resident of the town of Buena Vista since 1853. In March of that year, he bought from E. M. Sexton 160 acres of land on Section 26, Town 9, Range 2 East, where he settled with his family the following September. Mr. Carswell was born in the town of Exeter, Otsego County, New York, December 5, 1823. He was a resident of the state of New York until he came to Richland County. His father was Benjamin Carswell, also a native of Massachusetts, who died when his son was only 4 years old. Later, Mr. Carswell married Louisa Madison, also born in Otsego County, New York. Louisa is a sister of Delos Madison, one of the most famous pioneers of Richland County. Benjamin Carswell settled in the town of Buena Vista in 1848. He later died in 1857. His widow now lives at Lone Rock. Few among the pioneers of Richland County have been more successful than Mr. Carswell was. He began his life poor, but by energy and industry, he secured a competence. His farm, now 400 acres of excellent land, and his improvements are not excelled in the town of Buena Vista. Socially, he was a genial man, intelligent, truly a gentleman. He has an excellent memory and is well informed on the early and latter history of Richland County. Mr. Carswell was elected town supervisor in the spring of 1855. He assessed the town in those early days and was the chairman of the board for the years 1866 and 1867, then again in 1879. For a number of years, Mr. Carswell has given much attention to the subject of draining. For the past 20 years, he has been engaged in the raising of Devon breed of cattle. He now has a herd of 100 cows. 60 of those 100 are thoroughbred Devons. Probably a finer herd of cows cannot be found in the state of Wisconsin than those that are possessed by Mr. Carswell. Mr. and Mrs. Carswell have had 3 children, all of whom were born in this town. John A., born October 1854, Fred E., born February in 1861, and George A., born in March of 1867. In 1867, George Carswell and his brothers, John H. and Nathaniel, began to manufacture cheese using that year the milk from his 100 cows. They ran a private dairy until 1873. The business was conducted for a number of years by George J. Carswell and Son. J.A. Carswell became associated with his father in the business, that is still the style of this firm. Fred E. Carswell, being the junior member, the present factory was erected in 1882. This is one of the most complete factories found in all of the state of Wisconsin. The size of the building is 24 by 45 feet. To full capacity of cheese, it can do 1,500 pounds per day. It is furnished with all the modern improvements, and its facilities for rapid, excellent work is not excelled in the area. During the year of 1883, this factory manufactured in cheese from the milk of over 400 cows. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering Freimiller Butchering Service.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
WRCO News Time is 1220. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Today is Sunday, October 19th. Susan May Krieger, 76 of Richland Center, died September 29th. A memorial service will be held this afternoon at 1 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Arlington. Friends may call at the church from now until the time of the service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Susan Krieger is survived by her husband, Lonnie, son, Jeffrey Krieger, daughters, Jennifer and David Atkins, and Jessica and Benjamin Olson, two grandsons, one granddaughter, three brothers, George, Sydney, and Gary, and many nieces and nephews. Susan May Krieger, 76 of Richland Center. Hans Carl Hansen, 82 of Richland Center, died Wednesday at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 10 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with military rites to follow the funeral. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 9 until the time of the service at 10. The family suggests memorials be directed to a Cooch Mountain Humane Society, Five Points Lutheran Church, Schmidt Woodland Hills, or the Richland Center Fire Department. Carl Hansen is survived by his wife, Ardith, sister, Irma and Don Miller of Richland Center, sisters-in-law, Connie and Leonard Fry, and Annette and Don Clark, all of Richland Center, and Nancy Schaffert. Four nephews, great nieces and great nephew, special cousin Diane and Phil Zimmerman of Iowa, and many other relatives and friends. Hans Carl Hansen, 82, of Richland Center. Delbert Charles Coleman, Jr., age 85, died October 9th at New Hampton Nursing and Rehab in Iowa. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 1 until the time of the service at 2. Delbert Coleman is survived by his sisters, Tressa and Bill Ward of Richland Center, and Alice Kazuboski of New Hampton, Iowa, and many nieces and nephews. Delbert Charles Coleman, Jr., age 85.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
The calendar brings a change of seasons. So does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Happy Sunday. I'm meteorologist Tony DeGrand with WRCO. Temperatures today should be right around where they should be for this time of the year, as the skies will clear out. We had cloudy skies earlier this morning with some rain showers, but that has moved off towards our east, and we're seeing some quiet conditions building in for the rest of our Sunday and into our Sunday night. Could see some patchy frost developing with clear skies and light winds through the overnight hours and into your Monday morning. Then we'll see the clouds increase again on Monday afternoon and into Monday night, and also into Tuesday. This is coming with a cold front that's going to make its way across the plains, giving us another chance for some rain showers Monday afternoon and also throughout the day on your Tuesday. Some of that rain may linger into very early Wednesday morning, but then we'll see mostly sunny skies by the afternoon on Wednesday afternoon. Dry conditions will continue through Thursday, Friday, and then also into Saturday. So here's a look at the forecast. We'll see mostly sunny skies today, breezy conditions, and a high rate around 59, which is where we should be for this time of the year. Northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to around 30. Overnight tonight, mostly clear with some widespread frost possible and a low around 35. On Monday, clear to start, but then increasing clouds with a chance of rain showers in the afternoon and a high of 68 degrees. South wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to around 30. Winds stay pretty frisky through your Monday night. Cloudy chance with rain showers for 41 degrees for your Monday evening. On Tuesday, cloudy with breezy and cool conditions, scattered rain showers throughout the day and a high of 51. Winds out of the west at 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting up to around 35. On Wednesday, becoming mostly sunny by the afternoon, widespread frost possible overnight, high of 52 degrees and a low of 36. On Thursday, mostly sunny, seasonable, high of 54 degrees and a low of 31. On Friday, partly cloudy and a few degrees warmer, a high of 55. Have a great day. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Tony DeGrand.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and 56 degrees after a morning low of 45. Yesterday's high was 76 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1953 is 85 degrees with a record low of 16 that was set back in 1992. Last year's high was 74 with a low of 31. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:12 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:21. Winds are out of the east-northeast at 16 miles per hour. We have received gusts up to 24 miles per hour so far today. Our barometric reading is 29.74, and we received 3/100 of an inch of rain during the overnight hours. Once again, our current temperature is 54 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
And yesterday there was high school football action in the eight player tournament that was held in yesterday, and the winners of yesterday's games advance on to the next round, which will be played on Friday at 7:00. And first of all, local teams in eight player action that played and then those advancing on include North Crawford advancing on. They beat Highland by a score of 46-0. So on Friday, North Crawford will be hosting Hurley. Also, DeSoto was at Belmont, and Belmont took that game 44-32. And so Belmont will be playing at Oakfield on Friday. Also yesterday, the pairings for the WIAA 2025 Boys Football Tournament was named, and teams, area teams that'll be going into the playoffs starting on Friday at 7 will be Waseca, Steuben, Seneca. They will be at Ithaca. So Ithaca will be, actually, they'll be hosting Ithaca. My correction on that. Ithaca will be at Waseca, Steuben, Seneca on Friday. Also, River Ridge will be at Blackhawk, Warren, Illinois. And Cashton is in the playoffs. They'll be at Brookwood. And Potosi-Cassville will be hosting Cambria-Friesland. And Royal will be at Roncalli on Friday. In Division 6 action, it was Darlington who was named to be a participant in the football tournaments. Darlington is hosting Melrose Mindoro. Also, Mineral Point will be at Fenimore. In Division 5 action, Richland Center is in the playoffs, and they will be playing at Stratford on Friday. Prairie du Chien will be at Westfield, and River Valley will be hosting Durand, Arkansas. Also in Division 5, Lancaster will be at Amherst. And in Division 4 action, Aquinas will be hosting Amory, and Platteville will be at Lodi. And in Division 3, area teams that will be playing include Mount Horeb, Barneville. They'll be playing at, or they'll be hosting Wausau East. Reedsburg will be hosting Waterford, and Sauk Prairie will be hosting Pewaukee. Julian Sayin connected with Carnell Tate for two of his four touchdown passes, and number one, Ohio State rolled to a 34-0 victory over Wisconsin. Ohio State has won their first seven games this season by an average margin of 30.6 points. Wisconsin has dropped five straight and has suffered back-to-back shutout losses for the first time since 1977. Sayin passed to Tate for a 33-yard touchdown on Ohio State's first drive and a 10-yard score with 4 seconds left in the opening period. Both touchdowns came in third down situations. Elsewhere in Big Ten action yesterday, number 3 Indiana beat Michigan State 38-13. Eighth-ranked Oregon, Wisconsin's next opponent, they beat Rutgers by a score of 56-10. 13th-ranked Notre Dame beat 20th-ranked Southern California by a score of 34-24. Also, Michigan beat Washington 24-7. It was Northwestern over Purdue 19-0. Iowa beat Penn State 25-24. And UCLA defeated Maryland 20-17. Also in state college football action in the WEAC Conference, River Falls beat Stevens Point 52-7. It was Platteville over La Crosse 38-21. And Oshkosh defeated Eau Claire 28-21. The AP Top 25 college football rankings are set for a shakeup after a wild weekend. Four top 10 teams lost, including number 2 Miami, which fell to unranked Louisville on Friday. By Saturday night, number 5 Ole Miss, number 7 Texas Tech, and number 10 LSU had also lost. 9 ranked teams lost overall, with 4 falling to unranked opponents. Number 17, Vanderbilt, number 12, Georgia Tech, and number 3, Indiana are expected to rise in the rankings. Meanwhile, Louisville and Tulane are knocking on the door for their first rankings of the season. A potential stadium conflict could arise if the Miami Hurricanes host a first-round college football playoff game. A Spanish League soccer match is scheduled at Hard Rock Stadium during the same period. La Liga plans to have Barcelona and Villarreal play in Miami Gardens on December 20th. The CFP schedule includes a game on December 19th and 3 on December 20th. Miami's athletic director, Dan Radakovich, said Friday that talks are ongoing to find a solution. ESPN reported today that college football playoff officials are also involved in trying to figure out what may have to happen. The Arizona Cardinals hope to snap a 4-game losing streak when they host the Green Bay Packers today. The Cardinals lost The Cardinals' four losses have come by a combined 9 points. The Packers have had one of the NFL's best defenses this season, particularly against the run. The teams have split the past 10 games in the series going back to 2003. Arizona's starting quarterback, Kyler Murray, has a foot injury and is unclear if he'll be able to play. He missed last week's game and was replaced by Jacoby Brissett, who threw for 320 yards in his first start of the season. And other games going on today. Actually, one is final. That was a London game that was played. The Rams beat the Jaguars by a score of 35-7. Also today, games that are being played, the Eagles at the Vikings, the Patriots are at the Titans. All these are noon starts, by the way. Jets are hosting the Panthers. The Browns are hosting the Dolphins. It'll be the Saints at the Bears, the Raiders at the Chiefs. And then for the 3 o'clock games, it's Colts at the Chargers, Giants at the Broncos. The Packers, as I just mentioned, are at the Cardinals. The Commanders are at the Cowboys. And the 49ers will be playing in Sunday Night Football against the Falcons. And then tomorrow, it will be on Monday Night Football, the Buccaneers at the Lions, and also on Monday Night Football, the Texans at the Seahawks. The Seattle Mariners are on the brink of their first American League pennant, just one win away after their 6-2 victory against Toronto. Pitcher Logan Gilbert, who played a key role in the playoffs, is set to start Game 6 tonight. Toronto will counter with rookie Trey Yesevedge, a rookie who has made just 5 big league starts. The winner of the best-of-7 series will face the Los Angeles Dodgers in the World Series starting on Friday. Toronto hopes designated hitter George Springer will be available. He was hit on the right kneecap by a pitch on Friday. And speaking of George Springer, Blue Jays manager John Schneider says he's optimistic that Springer will be available against the Mariners in Game 6 of that championship series tonight. Springer was hit on the right kneecap, as I just mentioned, by a pitch during Friday's 6-2 loss. Seattle leads the series 3-2, and the 36-year-old Springer, a 4-time All-Star, has been hitting .256 with 3 home runs this postseason. Schneider says Springer received treatment and is expected to test his knee during a team workout. He also says injured shortstop Bo Bichette still hasn't run the bases since pulling up last Saturday. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
100.9 WRCO. Do you feel what I feel inside? You know the love is stronger than pride. Oh, no, don't let your anger grow.
We can do it. We will get through. might regret someday. Don't.
Better Than You Left Me. And just wanted to give you a couple reminders, since we're going to be going to Green Bay Packers football here shortly, just kind of let you remind you of things that are going on today. And just remember that the Ithaca Lions Club is hosting at Brock Barn, and that's going on today, and the proceeds will benefit the Lions for Kids Christmas. So the Ithaca Lions Club's holding the Brat Barn, at Oakwood Fruit Farm today. Also, Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin will be presenting Pride and Prejudice today at the City Auditorium at 2 o'clock. Cost of admission is $15 for adults and $10 for children. And just a reminder, too, that that road rally that was that's sponsored by the Richland County 4-H that was supposed to be held today, that has been postponed until next Sunday. And like I say, we've got Green Bay Packer football coming here. Packers at the Cardinals. Pre-game will start shortly at around 1:03. And then tonight, be sure to listen to Old Country right after Green Bay Packer football with your host, Bo Hendricks. And Bro will be bringing you some great classic country music for your entertainment. So be sure to tune in for that later tonight right here on WRCO 100.9 FM.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu. At A&W Restaurant, located on Highway 61 in Boscobel, there's a classic treat that never goes out of style, the Root Beer Float. For years, A&W has been serving up this delicious combination of their signature made fresh root beer and creamy cold vanilla ice cream, perfectly balanced in every spoonful. Whether it's a hot day or just a craving for something sweet, the Root Beer Float is a refreshing choice that's sure to satisfy. Stop by A&W in Boscobel for a Root Beer Float and enjoy a timeless treat that always hits the spot.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day, and the trees on your property are one you shouldn't take for granted. Since 1936, Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Their professional forest management team can help you make the best decisions for you and your trees. Call the professionals at Meister Log and Lumber today, 608-524-4412. That's Meister Log and Lumber, serving Wisconsin's forests since 1936.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Rain it down like pennies, endless wishing well of tears. I know. take it one day at a time. But I'm already jonesing, it's just 8:45. Your memory's crawling up the walls in my mind. Just one more hit, get my fix and I'll be fine. But how can I move on when you're making moves on me? Your stuff is long gone, but your hands are on my body. We always say we'll get sober, but you keep coming over. I think we're too close for closure. Too close for closure. Where does it get us when we always give in? But a little further from heaven, a whole lot closer to sin. This room's on fire since we let the devil in. Just one more hit, then we'll quit, it's the end. But how can I move on when you're making moves on me? Your stuff is long gone, but your hands are on my body. We always say we'll get sober, but you keep coming over. I think we're too close for closure. Too close for closure. I'm not trying to place blame, 'cause it takes two to play this game. But how can I move on when you're making moves on me? Your stuff is long gone, but your hands are on my body. Damn. But how can I move on when you're making moves on me? Your stuff is long gone, but your hands are on my body. We always say we'll get sober, but you keep cutting over. I think we're too close for closure. Your memory's crawling up the walls in my foreclosure. Too close for closure. Too close for closure.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. If she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. But losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and
too soon. Too late.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 59, winds northwest 10 to 20, gusts